There's so many things that are moving so rapidly, you can't even keep up. Daniel 6, verse 6. Israel was taken captive, and so don't, you know, and of course, now that King Darius was in control of the world. And Daniel was chosen because he knew many things from God to be a part of certain things that was going on in the government there. And in verse 6 it says, so these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. And all the governors of the kingdom, the administrators, the satraps, the counselors, and the advisors had consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. All these dudes were jealous of Daniel. They wanted Daniel out of the way because they knew Daniel worshiped God three times a day. His God, not their gods. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing. When the king signs a writing, he puts a seal on it. It's called a seal of decree. It's a seal of decree. So that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes, Persians, which does not matter, or is it, which will not be altered. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed and sealed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went out before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said to him before the king, that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased within himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. In other words, he tried everything he could. He could not break his own decree. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, will deliver you. So here a decree that the king was deceived in making, but he made another decree to Daniel. And what did he say? Your God, whom you serve continually, will deliver you. This was a decree from a king. Does anybody get it? See, this is sealed. It's a seal of decree by a king. That means it's going to come to pass. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. The king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also, his sleep went from him. Then king arose very early in the morning and went to haste to the den of thieves, the den of the lions. Which, that's what they used them for, den of thieves. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Well, if he didn't get an answer, I guess he got, you know, if he didn't hear Daniel, he got an answer, amen. Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they did not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who accused Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke their bones in pieces before they even came to the bottom of the den. Yow. That's wild. Then the king Darius wrote, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree, another decree, that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. I mean, look at the change. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now, look at this and how things were changed. A sealed of decree. This seal represents the king. So when there's a seal of decree, that king places his seal on it, and it cannot be broke. It has to go forth and do what it's told to do. Amen? Go to Isaiah 61 in verse 1. Now this is prophesied by Isaiah for Jesus, who would come and make the decree. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. We know Jesus was sealed with the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the king's seal. The Holy Spirit is the what? King's seal. What he decrees is sealed. Only he can break the seal. We are now in the time of the, not only in the year of the Lord, but the year, the day of God's vengeance. We have entered that period of time. In Luke 21, in verse 7. So they asked him, saying, Teacher, but when will these things be? And what is the sign that there will be when these things are about to happen? And Jesus said, take heed that you are not what? Deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he. And the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified. For these things must come to pass first, and the end will not come immediately. It will not come what? Immediately. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony or an opportunity. Therefore, settle in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair on your head shall be lost. By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that the desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance. They are the days of what? Vengeance. That all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, and to those who are nursing babes in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth distresses of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from the fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. So we are in the days of vengeance, sealed by the decree from the king. Does everybody get it? In other words, it's got to come to pass. Now, we know some of these things are coming to pass already, but not the fullness of them, because the end is the happening of the fullness. In Daniel chapter 12. We'll start at verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there were two others, one on this side of the riverbank and the other side of the riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he had held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for time, times, and half times, which is considered 3.5 years. Then the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, and all these things will be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. So when the angel told him sealed, it means it's sealed by the king. It cannot be reopened unless the king chooses to reopen it. Does everybody get it? But there are decrees, and he cannot open it. There must be a fulfillment for something to be opened. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? And he said in verse 10, many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from that time, the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up. There shall be 1,290 days, which is 3.5 years. Blessed is he who waits and comes to those 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will rise to your inheritance at the end of the days. So again, seals that are sealed by the king, they're decrees. Amen? It's a sealed decree by the king. It cannot be broke unless it's fulfilled. That's how it's broke. Or there's something that God has predestined in a prophetic period of time that says, I'm going to break the seal at this certain time. So everybody got it. Everything is established and sealed. It's decreed by the king, no matter what it is. And it's broken, open, and released according to the prophetic word that's been released by him and only him. Hello? Now, when God speaks through prophets, it's him speaking. So his words are sealed. They're sealed decrees because he seals them. Those prophetic words are sealed. These prophets that have written, that have been written, that you and I are hearing prophecies of Daniel and so on, these are sealed decrees by God Almighty. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Now, go to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. Are these seals of the king? Amen. Are they sealed by decree? Yes. Okay. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns of seven eyes, and seven eyes which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Now I look, he made us, he made us what? Kings and what? Priests. So, are your decrees sealed as a king? Yes. As long as you're right with God. Amen? Because a decree that's not sealed by the king is nothing but seed. That's the difference between the sword of the Spirit and the seed of God, the seed of his word. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was tens of thousands and ten thousands and thousands of thousands. In other words, there was a lot of them. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the seas and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. The Lamb worthy to open and break the seals of judgment, which releases his prophetic vengeance and rescue. Amen. And Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1. After these things I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds on the earth, and the wind, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth and the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their what? Foreheads. Foreheads. Servants are sealed by decree from the king. It is a seal from God Almighty. And the demons see it. The angels see it. Demonic forces see it. Unfortunately, the carnal eye cannot see it. Believe me, if they could see our seal, humanity would freak out. Because we are sealed. That seal is the Holy Spirit. Psalm 105, verse 16. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. In other words, fulfillment. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron when he had chosen, whom he had chosen, and they performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his what? His word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and lice in their territory. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke and locusts came, young locusts out without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land and the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold. So, in other words, he had to break it down before the people can get things could be released. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. I mean, you know, this is starting to happen here. Egypt was glad when they departed. They're not glad we departed yet. But when they're about to see what's going to happen, they're going to be very glad. Because our presence is tormenting them. For the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and a fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and water crushed out. It rained in the dry lands like a river. He remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy and his chosen ones with gladness. And he gave them lands of the Gentiles. And they inherited the labor of the nations that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Until the time of the word came to pass, release, we are in the years of release, the sealed of decrees to become, that are going to be manifested. Not only is it going to be manifested of vengeance, but it'll be manifested of blessing. Of what? Blessing. Now I'm going to give you a little time sequence here. Everybody knows that things changed when Obama took office. I mean, there was corruption, but once Obama really took the presidency, things began to change. But he was changing things behind closed doors before he actually started to do it in front. His second term was the worst. That's when he didn't care no more. And in his term of in June 30th, 2016, there were 7 years of darkness. The first thing Obama did was allow transgenders to enter the military. That opened up the corruption. Amen? So we had 7 years of darkness. Well, if you take 7 years in 2016, you get 2023, right? Then you have 7 years from 2023 to 2030. It's going to be known as a time of glory. Why? Because God's vengeance and God's blessings are coming at the same time. We are in it now. Things are being transitioned. Unfortunately for me and you, we're saying it ain't happening fast enough. But it is happening. You're going to see it accelerate tremendously. There'll be the time of glory and vengeance over God. Blessings to his servants. From the year 2031 to 2037 will be tribulation. Why? Because we are going to enter a time of blessing. 7 years of what? There'll be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of what? Famine. We've entered it. Most likely tribulation. Only God has the final say. But it's around the corner. People have no idea. Now, people may not even know that we're entering tribulation at that time. We will know, because there'll be certain things that are going to happen, and and we'll probably be a part of the first 3.5 years of tribulation. The second 3.5 years is great tribulation, which we're not accounted for. Amen. Listen, God tells us things to come to prepare us. Now, there's a lot of people who believe in pre-trib, mid-trib, and after-trib. Who cares what trib? Amen. It doesn't really matter. As long as you're right standing with God, that's all that matters. So many people are looking for the tribulation to be rescued. Well, what are you going to do during it? You know? Don't look to be rescued. Look to battle. Look to fight and take the land. Look to pray hard. Look to stay in position. Does everybody get it? All right. So tribulation. Seals of revelation will be opened. These are, they are open on biblical feasts. In fact, some of them are already opened already. Now, just because there's going to be a time of listen, when God chooses to open up a seal that's associated with tribulation, it doesn't mean that we're in full-blown tribulation. It means it's a process of things that have to catch up to the full-blown tribulation. Does everybody understand that? So there are seals that have been broken already. In fact, the first four seals have been broken already, well, almost broken completely. But again, they're not fulfilled. Amen? So the first seal, which was on December 30th, 2019, it happened on Hanukkah. That was the first seal. That's associated with the horsemen. The second seal, violence and eruption. In other words, peace was taken from the earth. That happened on May 30th on the Feast of Pentecost, 2020. The third seal, which we're in now, is going to be the collapse of the U.S. dollar. Then the fourth seal will be the coming of death and famine, which will be a part of the fullness of the Great Tribulation. But we're going to still see things happening now. Because during God's vengeance right now, in judgment, let me tell you, it's hammer time. Amen? And that song is so prophetic right now, and that's all I keep hearing. God said to me last week, it's hammer time. You can't touch this. In other words, you can't touch my anointing. You can't touch my anointed ones. Those who touch the anointed ones are being hammered. The powers of darkness are being hammered right now. And all the storehouses that have been stored, the locks are being hammered and broken off, and the release of provision and prosperity and a strategy and weaponry is going to increase to the body of Christ. We're in it right now. We're just beginning. And let me tell you that the month of March, there's going to be a large transition. We're seeing victory in courts. We're seeing judges being turned over certain things. We're seeing the exposure of all the political arena. We're seeing exposure of the White House, of the Obamaites, Bidens, and all the other. All the evil corruption that people thought was good. Some people are still blinded to those facts. But it's being exposed. It's going to be exposed more and more and more. The awakening has been tremendous, but there's going to be a really great awakening. We're going to enter a great awakening with a great harvest. And this month is going to be a time of great transition. It's the beginning. It's like going up a stairs and you jump three or four stairs. And we like skipping stairs, you know? Amen? But the world will continue with pestilence and poverty. But there's going to be great awesomeness to the body of Christ. I mean, people are losing their homes now. People are losing their jobs. But God is blessing those covenant states. And remember, the United States is a covenant country. So he's going to crush the United States to remold it. Amen? You know, what did he do in the Old Testament? Think about that. He released the armies that were the enemies of Israel to crush them so he could rebuild them. That's what's called the potter's wheel, right? It's a recrush. It's hammer time. And that's what God is doing right now. So the 7 years of darkness is ended, where it'll be 7 years of light. 7 years of awakening, 7 years of transitions. That doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. Amen. The enemy is not going to give up. He's going to still attack in many ways as he can. He's still a deceiver. Hello? His great weapon is still deception. His power is still fear. He's going to cause many people to still stay in bondage. And he's going to cause people that have lost things or whatever, or fallen in a place of despair, to serve him. He's going to make false promises. But you and I got to stand strong no matter what. That's why the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes. But it means we're going to get up and continue to go forward, forward, and forward. Amen? Ephesians 1, verse 3, please. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. In other words, you were sealed before you came. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us acceptable in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So what's the mystery of his will? Grace. It's his plan. Amen? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, in other words, something that's been predestined already, that's been sealed by the King, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth and in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed by the King. It was a seal of decree, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Predestined, decreed with a seal, pre-approved to fulfill his purpose. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, members of one another. For we are what? Members of one another. Be angry and don't what? Sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the what? Day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Sealed for redemption. Imitate him. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and body and spirit and joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The word of God must be decreed with the seal of the Holy Spirit, or it is a seed, not a sword. Amen? It is a seed, not a sword. So if it's decreed by the Holy Spirit, it's got the seal of a king on it. Why? Because we are kings and priests to our God. In other words, we've been given power of attorney. Everybody get that? We have power of attorney. Anybody ask about your power? Who gave it to you? Tell them you got power of attorney. The Lord gave you the power of attorney, and the seal that's on you, he allows you to seal with your words. Amen? We're going to close at Psalm 149. Look at what happens when the two witnesses show up. Things that they speak. They're going to bring fire down and all kinds of stuff. Moses was sealed by God. Amen? Look at what the Lord, when the Lord sealed Moses, everything that the Lord told Moses to decree was sealed by God. And all of the pestilence and all the judgments and everything that was against Israel. I mean, that came in Egypt. And then what happened? Pharaoh had to release them. That's what's happening right now. It's bit by bit by bit. But it's catching up. Amen. Psalm 149, starting at verse 1. Glory to God. You know, the National Guard has been sent and displaced in every country now. All your wicked wealthy are all selling off their stocks. They're getting rid of, they're buying as much gold and silver as they can. Banks are closing left and right. People are losing some of their money that have been left in the banks. People are flocking to states that are prosperous because they're coveted states. People are trying to come into this country because this country is blessed. It's a covenant country. The problem is the powers of darkness are trying to bring as many people across the borders that are corrupt and they don't care, not through the right way of bringing people in, so they can give them a license, give them money, and they can get their vote. Because they're going to cheat no matter what. They can't win by doing it right. And it's amazing how many people still don't get it. It's amazing to me. And if you say, and if somebody asks you about it and you tell them, they get really angry with you. Because they're demons. They're now houses of demons. Because many of those demons have left people who have become believers and they're looking for a house. So that's why you're seeing these individuals that are in a fallen state against Christ Jesus. They may be believers, but they still believe that Obama and Biden and all of these other ones are fine and everything's beautiful. Until their stocks are destroyed, their savings accounts are stolen. But you got to remember something. God has been warning, and preparing everyone, no matter what. And we are in preparation for a great transition, tremendous transition. We're getting good news every day of things that are getting ready to happen. Psalm 149, verse 1. Let's speak it. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker, and the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. To do what? To execute vengeance on the nations. Wait a minute. How can we execute vengeance on the nations? Because we have the seal of the king. Yeah. And punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains, spiritually bind them, and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the written judgment that's been sealed. It's a decreed seal. Amen? Sealed by the king. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Yes, because we have power of attorney. Amen? Don't lose sight of that, no matter what's coming up. Stay in the supernatural, not the natural. Amen? Stay in the supernatural. You're about to see great things happen. And whatever is sealed by the king and decree will not return void. It may not return when you want it to. It may not manifest when you want it to, but it is going to. Well, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you so much. Let every praise be to you. Thank you for the seal, and thank you for the sealed decree, and thank you for sealing us for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.